This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Afternoon, coach. Well, let's get right on into it. Our last region opponent was ECI, Emanuel County Institute, the Bulldogs. And last year, we traveled up there to Twin City and whooped them. And they remembered that, didn't they, when they showed up on Friday night at Buccaneer Field. And you had said, you know, in our last meeting, since we were previewing them, that it was going to be a tough game.
Yeah, pretty good.
And it really was a very physical game. I know a few keys. We had a few starters out with injuries, but still, you know, you line up 11 on 11, and you go out there and try and get them, and they had some key players that were very difficult to stop on offense, and their defense was pretty good. So go ahead and give us your thoughts on the game Friday night.
We knew they would be coming in after us. We felt like we got coached them a little bit last year, and I felt like they had a great game plan. We were really limited on who we could play. We started four freshmen last Friday and for that ball game. And it showed. Some of those kids played hard. We played hard all that entire game, but they exploited some of our youth on the field Friday night. And we expected some of it. They're a well-coached ball team. I knew it would be a tight game, even if we were totally healthy. But good news is we've got a lot of young players growing up, getting some quality reps. So we're going to finish strong. This Buccaneer team by the end of the season is going to be dangerous.
Well, you were right about the physicality of the Bulldogs. They had some grown men out there and they played very, very hard. They tackled well. They blocked well. But I'll say this for our kids, they never quit.
No, they play hard. We sometimes have some raw technique that hurts us, and that's the part that's getting polished up week in and week out. And it is the technique that we need to play. There's a couple of plays they hurt us with. We've already adjusted. Those guys are playing it right now like lights out.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's getting better. We've got another tough ball game coming up with Metter. I think they've won 31 of their last 33 ball games the last several years. And so it's going to be another one on us, but I still think, like we spoke about last week, I still feel good about how we're going to finish. I still feel like we're going to finish strong and be really, really a whole lot better team in week 10 than we were in week 6.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Buccaneer offense. We had a pretty tough time moving the ball against them. I know on a couple drives we were able to get down in the red zone and they'd stall.
Yeah, we had two drive stall, hit one big play for a touchdown, and dropped another touchdown pass.
Yeah, and I think if that one touchdown pass you're talking about that was dropped, momentum kind of swung on that play part of the game too.
We didn't have a lot. We were on a three back attack, and we were really down in numbers as far as who carried the ball. So we threw the ball more Friday. We threw 11 times, which is a high number for us. We're only 3 for 11, but one of those was a touchdown. In the run game, was there. We just didn't have a lot of gas in the tank.
No. We'll talk about their offense. They had two running backs that were just difficult for us to bring down. I know we handled their fullback, D.J. Jones, number four. He was the main spark of their offense because of his size, the fact that he was just so difficult to bring down. He was about 240 pounds or so and just a tough kid to bring down. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And then they had that little halfback, P.J. Farnham. Now,
yeah, tough.
Is he a 6-year senior or something? I mean, I remember seeing that name for many years. I hope he's a senior this year.
Yeah, he's tough. They hurt us with a couple. We recognized everything they were doing. We just couldn't do a lot about it.
Well, yeah, because Farnham looked like he was running into the line and not going anywhere, and then all of a sudden he'd pop out a hole and was wearing out linebackers and safeties trying to catch that young man.
Yeah, they did a good job. They took advantage of what they needed to win the ball game. And they knew, you know, after the first quarter it was 0-0, and I thought, well, maybe he's not noticed what we're having to do. But, man, second quarter started, and we went right at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, you know, like, you know, when you're picking on a young kid and young kids trying to man up and play at a varsity level, it was a growing experience for us all, I guess, especially the young men on the field. I hate that that was their first game at that level. Kind of want to break them in against a homecoming opponent or something. But you're beating out a homecoming opponent that's ranked 7th in the state.
Well, it was a very physical game, and unfortunately we came out on the losing end 17-6. And they had a kicker, too. Kicked that long field goal there to put those extra points on the board.
Yeah, they got a good ball team. They're going to be tough. They're going to be tough in the playoffs, and they'll be a top-3 team out of our region.
Yep. How'd we come out of the game physically? We're
100% healthy, thank goodness, and we'll be going into Metter healthy. So we've got all our starters back, but we face a really good Metter team. They're 31-2, I think, the last 33 games. And they're undefeated right now, and they lost one ball game last year. So
that was in the playoffs.
Yeah, we were leading them last year at halftime, 7-6. You know, we only gave them 14 points against our defense. But we've had two turnovers that were returned for a touchdown, two pick sixes. So we know we've got to play well. And we feel good about going into the ball game. We need to move the ball, control the clock, and limit their offensive possessions, and have some big stops on defense.
I know that this week school's out, and so you're having to kind of work the practices in. It's so much easier to have the kids come right from the classroom to the practice field. Now you're trying to get them in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we're still immature in a lot of ways of building a program. When we're in a routine, you know, the school day routine, for example, we were pretty tough. They're used to that routine. Right now we're a little bit out of it because of fall break. But I had a good turnout this morning. We started off with about 42. By the end of the practice, we had about 48.
Well, that's good. You're growing the numbers here because we're used to 35 kids on the team, and here you are over 50, and that's really good. You played a lot of kids on this past game against ECI. Who were some of your standouts?
Kobe Reed had a good game catching the football. He caught a touchdown pass, and he dropped a touchdown pass, but he played hard. It wasn't from lack of effort. He plays extremely hard. Will Jones played both sides of the ball all night. He manned up. I don't know if he came out of the ball game. He may have, but he didn't come out much. Will Fillmore played well. Offensive line struggled a little bit Friday night against ECI. And I felt like our defense played fairly well most of the ball game. We gave up a couple of what we call explosive plays that you don't like to give up. But
right.
I prefer them to drive 100 yards instead of giving up a big play.
I understand. Well, Coach, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and, beat,
fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, you know, it was we were hoping for a big win against ECI. It didn't happen. ECI, like I said, 7th ranked, and they showed that they're well-deserving of that ranking, if not better. So that game is over and behind us, and now We're moving on to our next one.
Go from the frying pan into the fire.
Into the fire. Metter. The Metter Tigers are...
they're pretty good. They're undefeated. Like I said, they've won 31 of their last 33 ball games. So they're run their wing tee system really well. They play a old school defense that came out of Statesboro when Buzz Busby was there. In my opinion, that's where they earned it. And heck, they're tough. But our kids, on the positive note, we've played a tough schedule this year, so that's not going to be something unusual for them. We're kind of used to playing Brunswick and Glenn, ECI, Charlton. And, you know, so we've had a tough schedule, so we'll play them hard. We'll just see how long that lasts. You know, but we have enough players ready. Do we have enough physicality ready? Is our depth ready to play four quarters with the number two team in the state?
Well, and you made a, you know, before we started doing the show today, you said that the Metter coach told you that we would be the toughest team they had seen on their schedule thus far this year.
Yeah, last year he made a comment when we got finished with the ball game. He said that we were the toughest team they'd seen to date. And from what I'm hearing, they still feel that way right now. They know we're going to play them hard.
Well, that's good. That's a good compliment for your kids, and I know from the effort I've seen in every game this year, the kids are going to play hard from the first whistle to the last whistle, and no matter what the score is on the scoreboard, we're going to play hard.
Yeah, I feel good about
showing that in every game. So.
I feel good about going into the game. It's just one of those: are we going to kick the top 10 door in this time, or is it going to be next time?
Yeah,
you know, we're beating teams we're supposed to beat. We've lost to three ranked teams now, maybe a fourth if we don't play well Friday. But you never know if you're going to win those games unless you play them.
That's right. Did Metter lose much from last year's team?
They lost a little. They still have some really good players. They have the defensive player of the year. He's back, number 7. I forget his name. They've got a really explosive at the quarterback, fullback position. They had one big slot back, wing back type kid that's a big power back. They're good. I feel like their bread and butter, though, is on their offensive line. Their offensive line does a tremendous job. You never see them hit above the waist. It's always in the thighs and the hips.
Yeah.
So our kids are going to have to play low. Their offensive line does a really good job.
Well, that's are our kids going to be able to use the technique they need to handle that?
We've worked on some things that they – you know, last year was 7-6 at half. We knew what we took out, we did well. What we didn't take out, we still struggled with some this year.
Yeah.
And right now, though, the buy-in for taking those concepts out has been really strong the last 2 weeks. So I feel good about, you know, at least defending those things and not making the same mistakes.
How about on defense? What are they going to throw at us?
They run a, I call it the Buzz Busby 4-4. It's an odd-looking 4-4 that was around in the early 2000s, 90s, 2000s when Buzz Busby was at Statesboro winning state championships. I feel like that influence has influenced somebody on his staff because that's the exact defense that they play.
I can picture that and picture where that could be a very effective defense, especially against a running team.
They line it up similar to a modern 3-4 in some elements on the front, but they play – but, you know, when you play safeties, you either usually play two and play on the hash, or that's the middle of the field is open.
Right.
If you close the middle of the field, that means you've got the center fielder back there. That's they like to close the middle of the field, and so it means they're going to have to guard the hashes. You know, everything, things up the seam, which we do well. It's probably working that today. They're tough defensively. They overload you on one side and dare you to run over there at them. So it's tough.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, if they're in that 4-4, too, not a traditional. Okay.
They take the best player and either play a game and make it where you can't get to him, let him run around and make plays.
Yeah.
Or they bring him up on the line to pressure you pretty hard as an edge player.
Especially on passing plays.
Sometimes out in coverage, but we've got a plan for him. We had last year, we had a good plan for him, and our tight end went out, and that was how we were blocking him. This year, I got several plans instead of one.
Okay, that ought to be an exciting ball game then.
Yeah, we've got to play. We'll have to play really well to compete in this ball game.
Y'all planning any special plays or special adjustments against them? You don't have to tell us what they are, but
we just better get really good at what we do. That's the whole key every year. Most of it's just working on ourselves. It hasn't been the opponent necessarily. You could say Brunswick got on us some, and they did, but most of it was just what we need to be doing.
Yeah. Well, we're still a young team.
Yeah.
And growing up fast. And I agree with your philosophy of starting the season with tough opponents to get your kids ready to play football for the whole season and get ready for playoffs. Because if you take opponents that you can beat 60-0 the first couple of games, it's doing those teams more good than it's doing us.
Yeah,
it's not
you
doing
end up
us
coming
any
back
good.
In and going, when you lose a tight ball game against a good opponent, you go, we got to have a tougher schedule.
Yeah.
And you where I am right now, I go, man, this might be a little too tough. But I still feel really good about how we'll finish up.
Well, and two, in this, it's how we finish in the region and get into the playoffs is where it matters. You know, you can go into the playoffs with a losing record and run long in the playoffs if you're well prepared.
Yeah, we'll go in the playoffs with a region record 6-1, 5-2 in region, and have a great shot, I think, of playing some teams that haven't played the schedule we have. And I know Metter plays a tough schedule. I know ECI does, but not everybody does that. You know, Irwin and Brooks. There's just a handful that play that type of schedule. So if you run into a draw against an ECI or a clinch first round, you're in a war. But I don't think that we're going to – I think we'll have a draw on some good matchups for our kids the way we play coming up.
Speaking of Brooks and clinch and Charlton and Irwin, I mean, that region is the one that we drew last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And this year it's going to be different. We're going to catch one of the West regions, which hopefully I haven't been following those teams, but I'm going to start looking them up and seeing how they're doing. But
well, I'll tell you, we have 3 losses right now.
Yeah.
The 3 teams that beat us have a combined record of 17 wins and 2 losses. The team we're playing Friday night has a combined record of 31-2 over the last 3 years. So we're not picking on any slouches. We're a pretty good ball team.
They are. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market. And the Coastal Market is our newest grocery store in Darien, and we're very proud to have a grocery store back.
No red light yet. We got a grocery store.
We got a caution light now. Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, we went through the ECI game pretty quickly because it was there weren't a lot of highlights for the Buccaneers. It was a very tough physical game, and the Bucs played very well. We talked about Metter. That's our next game, and it's going to be a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about, you know, we're pretty sure we're going to finish in first, second, or third place in our region.
If everything falls in and we play well, I think that's where we are.
Well, with that in mind, last year for the playoffs, we drew into that Irwin County – who won the state championship region, and we drew Clinch County, We were a two seed. They were a three. They came to our house. It was a great ball game, but unfortunately, we came up short.
Lost in overtime.
And they went on pretty far in the playoffs after that.
Yeah.
So, but this year we moved to a different region. Now, what region could we face in the playoffs?
We'll face Region 1, the west side of the state, southwest to the southeast like we are.
Okay.
So, looking at it, it looks like Pelham, you got to play a lot of – there's a lot of football left to play, but theoretically, if things fall in place like they look like they are, Pelham will probably be the region champ over there, and we'll draw Mitchell County.
Okay.
Mitchell County Towers was a big ball game the other night, or Trail, I can't remember which one it is, but Mitchell pulled it out. So that would put us paired up with Mitchell County traveling over there, and if we won that ball game, we'd probably play the winner of Georgia Military and Warren County, which is a good matchup for us.
Okay. Did we play Mitchell County over here one year in the playoffs?
Not Mitchell. We played Pelham at Pelham a couple times when I was here the first time. That's the Fog Bowl.
I remember the Fog Bowl. Yeah. We were sitting in the stands, and for the fans who weren't there, you couldn't see the other sideline across the field. And you could only see down, if you're standing on the 50-yard line, down to about the 30-yard line. Yeah. And every play from midfield that went over, you couldn't see what was happening. Because I remember you ran a reverse, and our guy went into the end zone to score. And the only way we found out was we saw players going out to kick.
We ran that reverse three times for 21 points.
Yeah.
But, we've got to beat Screven, Jenkins, and Portal. If we take care of that, we'll finish. Even if we were to beat Metter Friday night, I don't think the tie-breaking scenarios at 6-1 are in our favor. I'll have to look closely, but I'm not sure that they are. So we're looking at if we went out, probably being the third seed, which I feel like everything's a matchup. We haven't had a great matchup the last 2 years in the first round, but I feel good about our matchups in the first round this year if it sticks like as it is. We'll see a spread passing team. Our skill set and what we do, that those teams don't like to play us. Look at Claxton. We can play those really well defensively, and they don't like what we do offensively. So I feel good about those matchups.
Okay, this is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, I like our offensive style where we use clock. Let's get first downs. Let's eat up a ton of time.
That's what we're going to try to do Friday. We have to do that Friday.
Yeah.
If we can't get first downs, it's going to be a long night.
Well, and the other teams that you have handled easily so far is what you've done.
Yeah.
You keep their defense on the field, and we just keep moving the ball.
Yeah. Hopefully that's what we're going to do Friday night is limit their offensive possessions and have a shot to win it in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Let's talk about the JV schedule now.
JV's playing hard right now. They just won a big game against Long County that we spoke about. We lost to Pierce County the other night, 7-0, but we had two touchdowns called back. We had an interception for a touchdown called back and a pass play called back. So you wonder, scratch your head a little bit about that. That's all I'll say. So then we play Liberty County this Thursday, and then we play Savannah Christian here to finish up the JV season. And they're playing well. We've dressed over 30, as high as 40 JV players this year. And they're having a good time. They know our system, and they're fun. They're fun to watch. And my son plays there, so it's easy for me to go play dad. I try to not coach at those ball games and just hang out and not get so stressed. So let those guys.
Does that work?
I've been pretty good so far. I did help with an injury the other night at Pierce, but
yeah,
that was about it. And I did help before they went line up to the Pierce County offense and how to defend it. So they defended pretty well. Just gave up 7.
That is good, and Pierce has a very good program again this year.
Yeah, they're tough. So, and middle school just finished up. They only got to play 3 games this year. We really struggled getting them together when we had that COVID break.
Yeah,
we got them together just before the COVID break, and we're ready to play Snelson Middle School, and Snelson canceled because of COVID. Then we went on the COVID break ourselves, came back. We had like 12 players. We didn't have enough to play, so we forfeited 2 ball games to other schools that had, didn't have the issues we had with COVID. And then we got back on track and played pretty well the last 3 ball games. I think we went 1-2. We lost 1 game. The 2 games we lost were in overtime. or right at it, maybe right at it. But it was, I think, just not having the practice time that they normally would have hurt them. So maybe this COVID will be out of the way, and next year we can get them rolling just a little bit better.
Well, Coach, you're rebuilding the football program here at MCA, and there's a lot of talk about MCA out there, and the Buccaneers play hard-nosed, physical football, and we've got some speed, and we've got some kids that can tote the pigskin, as they say. So it's been exciting, and we're looking forward. We got four games left in this season, and then no telling how many we'll have in the playoffs.
Four plus.
We should make the playoffs. We always you don't want to put that cart before the horse here.
I'll be disappointed if we're not focused and doing much better in week, like I said earlier, in week 10 than we were week 6.
I agree. Well, Coach, it's time to sign off. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!